Why do you want to go back to India? There are so many people in India. Huh?
Attachments.
What?
Attachments.
Attachment. I mean, in this life we have the opportunity, yeah, to find a way out, yeah. And now when you go back to India, you find a wife, you know, she finds a husband, you know, and they have kids, you know, and then when they are 60, 70, they think, ah, what did I do with my life, huh? Nothing. Next life, you know, I mean, we get married again, we find a partner, we have kids again, you know, huh? There's no end to it, yeah. In this life, yeah. Because we don't know what happens, you know, when we are born as a human being. And do we find Buddha Sasana? Do we find the Buddhist religion? Huh? Huh? Or are we somewhere born in Africa, you know? Huh? Huh? In the jungle where they, yeah? Where they hit the drums, huh? Huh? Think about it, you know, I mean, huh? The purpose of your life, yeah? Everything is here written in the heart, yeah? So go and find it, yeah? What is important, yeah? Do you, yeah, do it, yeah? Yeah, I mean, you go back, you know, and you see the, you see a lot of things, you know, very, I mean, India is very colorful, yeah? Yeah? Lots of colors, yeah? Lots of colors and then lots of smells as well, you know? And then you get completely, yeah, absorbed into these things, yeah? And then before you die, you know, think, ah, there, wasn't there something important in my life, huh? Now I missed the opportunity, huh? Working, working, for what? For this body, yeah? I mean, no, none of you is old enough, you know, so the body has not broken down yet, yeah? But when it breaks down, yeah? I mean, look at your parents, yeah? Huh? Ask them, are they happy? Huh? I mean, how much effort do they put, you know, in educating their children, raising their children, yeah? How much money did they pour into them? Where did the money come from, yeah? They had to work, you know, work on the fields or work in the factories or work, you know, somewhere, yeah? Just to raise you, yeah? And you do the same thing, yeah? Yeah, so it's perpetuating, perpetuating, yeah? The hamster wheel, yeah? Remember this, yeah? Every morning you wake up, hamster wheel, huh? running, not going anywhere, huh? Okay? Huh? Think about it, you know, I mean, you're still young, you still can go and choose a spiritual life, yeah? And put all the effort in. Next life you can get married, huh? If there is no Buddhist religion, get married and have hundreds of kids, yeah? Or at least, you know, 20, you know? I mean, like in old Thailand, you know? I mean, 15, 16 kids, you know, was quite common, yeah? Hey, India also, yeah? I mean, they had to work on the fields, you know? Yeah? Some had to work on the fields, some had to go and hunt, you know, in the forest, yeah? Yeah. That used to be the life, yeah? So think about very carefully, yeah? Yeah? Next life you can do everything that you want, yeah? Yeah? Now it is the opportunity, yeah? Okay?
So, we leave it now?
Yeah, okay, yeah. I thought so. That's why I wanted to see you before you leave, yeah?
Thank you very much for your advice. Thank you again. Hello, sir.
What?
I said, hello, sir.
Yeah. I heard you're from Canada?
Yes.
And you want to stay here?
Yeah, I wanted to stay until the beginning of May.
Well, what brings you here?
Liberation.
Liberation. Won't get that
understanding.
Understanding, yes. How do you know about this place?
Because I've seen your talks on YouTube. I would frequently watch talks of monks in the forest tradition of Chan Cha.
Yeah.
And one time your talk popped up and I was like, oh, this is someone different. Mm-hmm. So I watched it, and I quite connected with the way you taught, your directness. Mm-hmm. And frankly, also because you were like the only Buddhist figure on the planet that I know of. Actually, I know of one other who spoke up against the masquerade that was the pandemic. Every other, like the Dalai Lama was putting videos of him getting injected online, and the other, there's this prominent Buddhist monk in Toronto, outside of Toronto where I come from, also who was on Facebook doing my part for the pandemic. And I was like, I was telling my friends, like, I found one Buddhist figure who's actually calling BS on the whole thing.
There are quite a few, monks here in Thailand that didn't go.
Because even the monks in Thailand, they're all over.
Yeah, I know.
It seems to be that.
I mean, if you come from the West and you know the cooperation and you have a little bit of rage, then you know instantly, you know what is going on.
I don't understand. It's like the people, like, if you've studied just a small amount of history, you think that the governments are suddenly telling you the truth, and the pharmaceutical companies and the governments have come together like angels to save humanity? Yes. Like,
if somebody forces, you know, if somebody forces you something onto you, it cannot be good. If your friends tell you, oh, this medicine is good for this, you know, try it out, you know.
Try it out or we're unfriending you.
Yeah. But, you know, if somebody is forcing some medicine on you, I mean, I'm always, you know, I'm in, okay, let's see, you know, what is it?
And I asked my doctor, I said, my understanding, he's actually a herbalist, so he's very well informed, and I said, it's my understanding that any vaccine within 2 years of a trial is by definition an experimental vaccine. He said, not 2 years, 7 to 10 years.
Then
with exhaustive third-party trials, and not the pharmaceutical company scientists doing the experiments, to determine the efficacy and safety of the vaccine.
And now we know the safety is terrible.
I have injured friends.
We have dead friends.
Yeah, so that was another thing at the time when the sort of at the height of the global lockdowns, I was in a Buddhist meditation center in Canada, and they were more extreme than the Canadian government. And the Canadian government was already one of the most extreme. They were locking down more. We were on 140 acres.
Three countries, New Zealand, Australia, Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, regarding lockdowns, you know, and then this truck of protests.
I was there in the first weekend of those protests. And talk about propaganda.
Yeah.
Because it was probably, with the possible exception of a great music festival, it was the most high vibe and inclusive and harmonious and loving gathering of humans I've ever experienced in my life. It was this tremendous, like, we're together. And it was about, it was not even anti-vaccine. It was pro-choice. You want to take it? Go ahead. People should have a choice in this. They should not be losing their rights and freedoms over this. And immediately the government spun. They were like, they're neo-Nazis. I mean, so front cover of the
everywhere, you know, in Germany also. Yeah. I mean, when you were anti-vax, you know, I mean, you were Nazi, yeah? Or Schwabler or whatever, Aluhut, yeah? I mean, they're always, you know. And now it's the same with Ukraine.
Yeah.
I mean, they just, you know, switch the topic from pandemic to Ukraine.
1 week the pandemic ended, seemingly, and then suddenly there's a war in Ukraine.
And it's the same thing. There's been the same propaganda.
Who are the puppeteers?
The people with
money. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, use your time wisely. Yeah.
Yes.